Lord, we love your appearing. Praise you for your presence. We praise you for all the members of your body. You're so precious in all the saints. Thank you that we can see you in all the saints. We adore you, Lord. We want to learn from you, and we want to give you all the space as the Spirit that you can do your work with us on this earth. We also come into your rest. You are the victor, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the victor. Praise the Lord, you are the victor.
Hallelujah.
We are evangelists, so that means we have to exercise every day to announce the victory of our Lord. He gives us again new days. Today is today, and now is now, and now we can preach the victory of the Lord. Also, we have a wonderful way.
Noch einmal das Schaubild von der ersten Versammlung ganz klein nur anzeichnen. Ich zeichne die drei Kreise und ich zeichne einen Weg nach oben und ich zeige hier oben einen großen Kreis, der eigentlich darstellen soll, dass am Ende was Großes, Herrliches entsteht, was aber aus vielen Kleinen geschieht. Und ich genieße auch, dass wir heute, ich möchte es nochmal wiederholen, in der Zeit der Gnade leben. Heute, jetzt ist die Zeit der Gnade. Die wird in der Tat enden, aber heute gibt es Gnade. Und wir nehmen Gnade. Und diese Gnade soll uns dienen, dass wir das Ziel erreichen. Und dieses Ziel ist nicht ein Ziel für eine kleine elitäre Gruppe, sondern diese Bestimmung.
Excuse me, make a quick exchange. One moment, please.
Das gilt für jedes Kind Gottes. Ja? Das heißt, Gott möchte uns als Vater zum Ziel bringen. Ja? So wie wir als Väter auch unsere Kinder zum Ziel bringen möchten, dass sie erwachsen werden, dass sie reif werden, dass sie im Leben wachsen und stark sind, selbstständig sind. Ja, und auch was zum Ausdruck bringen können. Und so sind auch wir dazu bestimmt. Und das Ganze mündet in einer wunderbaren Belohnung. Und diese Belohnung ist so wunderbar. Wir werden mit Christus herrschen auf dieser Erde. Wir werden
this reward is so beautiful. We will reign with him.
Scheinen.
And we will be perfected in oneness with him. And this city
kein Licht mehr einer Lampe.
Doesn't need the light of a normal lamp. Not even the sun.
So kleine Dinge braucht es nicht mehr.
We don't need small things anymore because God, the Lord, will enlighten them. I want to read from Revelation 22, verse 5. Revelation 22, verse 5. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. It's so important in our daily life, in the battle where we stand, each one of us, that we lift up our head and to take a look, what is it about? There are a lot of things that want to discourage us. Of course, there are a lot of joyful things, but we have to ask ourselves, why am I here? What do I live for? It's really about this house. I need to be lifted up and see above all other things. We have a wonderful goal. The Lord is with us on this path, and we run this race together. Praise the Lord. If we look back when the Lord lived here on earth, nobody else could express God. The people of God, they were just living their own life. God said, my people, they just praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. God really needs us, our hearts, that we listen to him, that we have an ear for him. God, the Lord, knows our hearts, and he judges us. and proves us, and He is for us. In Mark 1, verse 14, Mark 1, verse 14, it says, "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." I really appreciated it. The Lord Himself, He was the kingdom of God. Where He was, there was the kingdom of God. He said, "Behold, the kingdom of God has been brought near to you. The glory came down to earth. God Himself, He became flesh. Once He said to Philippus, who asked Him, "Lord, let us see us once God's face." And Jesus said to him, "I have been a long time with you now, but you don't see Him?" Because Jesus Himself, He expressed God. And He said, "You will see greater things because I will go to the Father." So nowadays, who expresses the kingdom of God? Do you want to wait for the Lord to express God's kingdom? You can tell the people there is an alternative, there is an option. Who is doing this? It's the Lord in us. It's His church. And His house today is expressing Him. His kingdom came down to earth. And through you, brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God will be expressed. We are really one body. I really enjoy it. We are one body. Of course, we live on other continents, other places, locations. But nowadays, are we a lot of churches, a lot of pieces of the body or sections? No, we're one body. And all of us, we express the Lord where He put us. On every location, He wants to be expressed, be manifested through each one of you. It's really such a privilege, but it's also really a battle we're standing in. That's what we've seen yesterday evening. It really is a battle. Not many people can understand. You can talk to them, and if you talk to them about what we're doing here in these days in the conference, maybe they will say, "Okay, interesting," but they will change the subject, or they don't want to hear about it, how precious the Lord is or what He has done. And it's really not easy, also for the young people, and I count myself as young. So if each one of you, if you ask, "What do you do on Christmas, and what presents did you get?" And if you say, as a young person, "I do not celebrate Christmas," then maybe it sounds diplomatic, and sometimes if you even say, "I don't want to have to do anything about Christmas. I don't want to put Christ into this feast." I don't know how many you are with your relatives or in your job at your school. Maybe you experience a lot of resistance. Maybe you will be cut out of among the others. So it's really, if you preach the gospel, you will maybe experience negative things. But is there any comfort? Is there any fellowship of the Spirit? Is there? Where? In the church life. Hallelujah. You can find it in the church life. The church is the place that supplies us, that satisfies us. Sometimes my son asks me, what do you like? What pleases you? What makes you happy? Spontaneously he asks me. And if you really ask me, what is your treasure, what makes you happy, I really have to answer, the church life is the most precious thing I have. I don't know where else than in the church life I can find this happiness. If it's not like this, if you don't feel like this, then ask the Lord, Lord, I want to experience all the riches, make me satisfied. In general, if you realize there's something going on with you and you are not happy with the church life or in with the Lord or as a Christian, or if you are not happy with preaching the gospel, but then pray to the Lord, Lord, be manifested in me. The Lord is the Spirit today in us. In John 7, 1, it says,
wer an mich glaubt, wie die Schrift sagt, aus dessen Inneren werden Ströme lebendigen Wassers fließen.
John 7, 1, it says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee. No, it's not verse 1. John 7, sorry, I cannot find the verse, but Jesus is the source. Just if you feel dry, it's really the key coming to the Lord. Above all things, come to the Lord, to your Lord. Just tell him, Lord, I am sad, I'm frustrated, I don't understand it, but please come to the Lord. And he really wants to give us, and he will give us. I can testify, and all of us, that's our living testimony, because God is living. That's the gospel. Jesus is living. If people are coming to us, and we should also be able to confess, really, behold, the Lord truly is a living God and lives among us. That's why Paul has the epistle of Philippians here, in between, because he is speaking about encouragement, about the church life. And the church life is so precious for the Lord. And we really need the church life, because you cannot separate it. Because in the end, it's about his house, his body, that it's growing. That's why we need to be careful with the church life, because the church life on the one hand is really mighty, because it binds the enemy and throws the enemy out. But on the other hand, it's also really, really, you need to be cautious. We need to be aware of how precious the church life is to God, because in the word says that in John, the Gospel of John, that the Lord God loved the world so that he would give his begotten Son, and you can be reborn, but the Lord was focused on the church. That was his goal in the end. And to him, the church is so precious. And if we really love the Lord, if you say, Lord Jesus, I love you, I do love you, then the next thing should be that you say, Lord, I also love your church. That sounds theoretical, but what is the church? Who is the church? We are the church. You are the church. If you love the Lord and you love the church, then the next conclusion is that I also love you, all of you, that my heart is burning for you. So, but this love, I do not have. I realize I do not have this love. Okay, maybe some saints, because I like them, I sympathize them, they're like me. No, but stop. We need to distinguish what is out of the source of the Spirit, out of the source of life, or what comes out of my own self, my own nature, what background I have, what culture I may have, what education I may have. No, it doesn't count, because it's even, you can say, it's poison for the church, and it will burden or damage the church. But the Lord in us, He has such a wonderful life. You can see it everywhere. It's so precious. Just read in the Bible, because then you will get to know Him more, Him who lives in you. So if something talks to you in the word, then it's the Lord talking to you. We all know the passage of Mark 10 where the Lord meets a young person, chapter 10, verse 17. There was a young man asking him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And the Lord told him a few things, and this young person, he says, "I already did everything." And if it were me talking to this young person, I would say, "You're such a stubborn young person." But how am I, if I look at myself, I have a lot of imaginations, I would do things, how I would judge things, or brothers and sisters. Jesus looked at him and said unto him, here in verse 21, it says, "Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him." And if I see this verse, I can really tell it's not how I would react. We all have the life that really comes from the Lord and that we can let overflow through us. The Lord really wants us to express this life, and that this life also puts us and knits us together. So there is a verse saying that we may be humble and see the others and hold them higher than ourselves. So we need this mindset. It's so different than our mind. Also, so different than this age we're living in. It's all about me, myself, and I. What gives me more? What do I gain more? But that's not how the Lord is. The Lord is really meek and humble. The Lord was sitting on the throne of God, but He left the glory of God. He didn't even left the glory, but He humbled Himself as man, as a human being. He has been beaten, He has been spit on, He has been mocked, but He didn't open up His mouth. Even one disciple told him, "Something has to happen, has to change." And the Lord said, "Don't you think that if I would ask the Father, He would do something? He would send me legions of angels." The Lord just bore everything. He sacrificed Himself, and He became really like a human being. We need this nature for the church life, that the church life may be strong, to hold this testimony among other men.
Effizient oder gewinn optimiert das Evangelium verkünden.
it's not, this conference is not about how can I be effective in preaching the gospel. No, but it shows us that the church life needs to be healthy, and then as a natural result of life, the gospel will shine. Because if we realize the Spirit is knocking on the door of my heart and I give him room, then the natural thing result is that he will flow. And that's the same thing with the gospel. We really need such an attitude to have the same soul, love, mind. It's really about my mind, what I think, my thoughts. If you realize your thoughts are wandering around, I turn to my spirit. I can thank the Lord. Thank you that you have brought the brother and sister to the church, and I am crucified with you. And I really have a heart for the saints. I have no more than you. I had friends, I called them friends, but where are they? Most of them, when I preached them the gospel, when I told them who is important in my life, the Lord, then I wasn't important anymore to my friends. My friends called me best friends for life, but they're gone. Where are the true friends? If somebody is important to you, if you have a friend in this world, if this person is really important to you, then really tell that person that Jesus loves him and that they are dead in sin, but and that they have no way, but that the Lord is their way. And tell them, if you believe in the Lord and you open up and receive him, it's really the best thing you can give to this person. As a result, you have two options. The person will be saved, or it will be revealed if this person is a friend, a true friend, or not. And very often it's really like this, because we have a bad influence in the world, and you will get influenced in the world. So be cautious. The best protection is to tell your friends in the world for whom you stand for, and then you won't be invited for a lot of other things, because they know he wouldn't come. So, and they maybe, even if they curse, they will excuse them in front of you, because they realize you're different. So if these persons are really important to you, if you do not preach the gospel, who else will? So if you have a friend for a long time and you won't tell him, then he wouldn't hear about it. For the sake of your friend and for the sake of yourself as protection, just preach the gospel. I have so many brothers and sisters in the church life. It's really worth it. And we also need to have a heart for the brothers and sisters. What is in my heart? And the Lord also wants to knit us together in our soul. What does he mean? What does it mean?
Es ist alles nur mehr zur Förderung des Evangeliums geschehen.
And if a brother asks me, how do you do? And what do you answer? Do you say, yeah, everything fine? Or you say, everything is for the Lord's kingdom? Or what do you say if you're really not feeling well? So how do you cope with it? I do not behave weird in a weird way. Be honest. How do you speak with the others? How do you say? What do you say? If you are knit together only in your soul life, then we will have peer groups in the church life, because I like this brother, we understand each other, but this brother sitting next to you, I don't really like. Do you remember we have been at the wedding? Everything was really cool, and okay, that's the oneness in the world that separates others from the peer groups. But praise the Lord, in the church life, we our old man has been buried in the baptism, but don't I feel the need to share with others, but with whom I share first? With the Lord. Firstly, I always come to the Lord, but then it can be that you share things with only a few brothers and sisters. You wouldn't talk about with many others. That's okay. And you can really encourage others. The Lord can do it with us, and we can have empathy with others. Don't be weird in your way, just be, but also don't be only in yourself, in your soul. We need to be simple and pure, firstly with the Lord and then also with one another. There is a new day, and Lord, I want to be open for you in this day, that you can correct me, that you can lead me. Maybe yesterday it was okay, but today it's different. So be ready to listen to the Lord. And if you are in this relationship, then praise the Lord, He will lead us together. But if you take another turn from this path, you think, I have understood everything. We have sang this song. If there's criticism in your heart, there is an alarm sign. You need to be alarmed. Because if there's criticism in your heart, then be cautious. It's not about that you cannot be, differentiate between things or think about things in a serious way, but the Lord needs to save us from criticism. So, Andreas, are you ready? We thought that we would like to share the meeting, and just that two brothers can share.